It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning, good morning. It's indeed a beautiful morning. It's the 21st day in the month of July, 2024, and indeed we are grateful. We are grateful for today, and I do hope you're preparing to go to church. So regardless of the time you're listening to me, I want to greet you good morning. I want to welcome you to a brand new day. And like we always do at the beginning of the show, I want you to take a second of your time to appreciate God. Just appreciate Him for one thing right now. If it's life, appreciate Him for life. If it's the gift of being able to move and hear me this morning, I want you to also do that. Lord, I'm grateful for every listener on the show. I'm grateful for the crew of Praise Palace Radio. And I'm also grateful for myself that I get to speak here every morning. It's indeed a rare privilege and it's indeed a gift from you and only you. That is why we ascribe all glory, honor, and adoration to your holy name. If you're listening to this show for the very first time and you're wondering what you're listening to, you're wondering and trying to figure out, I would like to tell you that you are in the right place. There is no better place to be than in the presence of God. So you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour, and this is the time of the day where we get to hear and share the word of God, where we get to equip ourselves for everything we have to face for the day, where we get to know the mind of God concerning our lives. If you are frequent on the show, if you've been listening to us in time past, then you know what time it is right now. It is time to tell everybody that it is time for our devotion. Sound the alarm, ring your bells, and let everybody know. Let everybody gather and let's study the word of God together. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, the Open Heaven Hour, we make use of our devotion, the Open Heaven Manual. The Open Heaven Devotional Manual, and it's written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, I want to welcome you to the 21st day in the month of July 2024. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, Elders are wise. Elders are wise. Our hymn for today is hymn 27. Hymn 27, you can find that at the back of your manual. But if you don't have your manual, I have you covered. Hymn 27, what a friend we have in Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year will be taken from the book of Isaiah chapter 29 to chapter 31. Isaiah chapter 29 to chapter 31. Our memory verse today will be taken from the book of Job chapter 12, verse 12. Job chapter 12, verse 12. With the ancient is wisdom, and in length of day is understanding. The book of Job chapter 12, verse 12. With the ancient is wisdom, and in length of day is understanding. With the ancient is wisdom, and in length of day is understanding. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of Exodus chapter 18, from 13 to 24. Exodus chapter 18, from verse 13 to 24. Verse 13. And so it was on the next day that Moses sat to judge the people. And the people stood before Moses from morning until evening. So when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did for the people, he said, "What is this thing that you are doing for the people? Why do you sit alone and all the people stand before you from morning until evening?" And Moses said to his father-in-law, "Because the people come to me to inquire of God. When they have a difficulty, they come to me and I judge." They come to me and I judge between one and another, and I make known the statutes of God and his laws. So Moses' father-in-law said to him, "The thing that you are doing is not good. Both you and this people who are with you will surely wear yourselves out. For this thing is too much for you. You are not able to perform it by yourself. Listen now to my voice. I will give you counsel, and God will be with you. Stand before God for the people so that you may bring the difficulties to God. And you shall teach them the statutes and the laws, and show them the way in which they must walk and the work they must do. Moreover, you shall select from all people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens, and let them judge the people at all times. Then it will be that every great matter they shall bring to you, but every small matter they shall themselves judge, so it will be easier for you. For they will bear the burden with you if you do this thing, and God so commands you. Then you will be able to endure, and all those people will also go to their place in peace." So Moses heeded the voice of his father-in-law and did all that he had said. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. The manual says, if you have elders around you, you have a rare wisdom around you, and you should learn from their wealth of wisdom. There are certain things that elders know that Google, as vast as it is, does not know. The elders have some alternative treatments to sicknesses and diseases that modern science has not caught up with yet. There are some experiences that they have when it comes to relating with other people that you cannot learn in any book or university. If you take care of your elders and learn from them, there is a lot you will know and have as advantage over your peers. In Yoruba land, when we see a child behaving wisely, we call him or her omuagba, meaning the child of an elder. Because we know straight away that he or she must have learned a lot from an elderly person. With all of Moses' education in Egypt, the greatest nation in those days, his father-in-law Jethro was the one who taught him a valuable lesson about delegation. Moses got the best leadership education in the world, and that he was a good leader until he was exposed to an elder's wisdom. Jethro's counsel showed him that he was not that wise after all. You may think you are wise because you are educated and have the internet at your fingertips, but if you listen to the elders, you will discover a lot of truths that will really help you in life. When an elder advises you, take that advice dearly, because what you do with it could be the difference between success and failure. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 12 verse 6, King Rehoboam met with elders on how to rule the people. They gave him advice which was filled with wisdom. However, he went to meet his younger friends for advice, and because theirs seemed more exciting, he pushed aside the advice of the elders. Rehoboam's action caused a civil war, and he lost the kingdom of Israel. As we see in verses 18 and 19, which says, "Then King Rehoboam sent Adoram, who was over the tribute, and all Israel stoned him with stones, and he died. Therefore King Rehoboam made speed to get him up to his chariot to flee to Jerusalem." So Israel rebelled against the house of David unto this day. Never despise the advice of godly elders. Today's Open Heaven comes with an action point that says, write a list of godly elders that you have around you and start taking care of them and spending time with them from now. You will learn a lot from them before they go to be with the Lord. May God bless the hearing of His word today in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has indeed blessed you, you can also be a blessing to somebody this morning by sharing. How can you share today? By simply clicking on the podcast on our website at www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on our podcast and you can always see the past and current Open Heaven devotional. Share with somebody today and you might just be saving a soul. Oh, not the time or the hour the Son of Man shall return. So it is always good to prepare, and you might be saving a soul. So if you cannot do it direct evangelism, this is another chance for you to be able to share with somebody today and tell them the mind of God towards them. You can also listen to have us live every morning at 7 a.m. on our website, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Or you can download our mobile application on Play Store and Apple Store, Praise Palace Radio. Just download it. And you can enjoy all our amazing, amazing programs for the day. Join us every day in the studio. We have an amazing packed event lined up for you day by day. We'll be waiting to see you. We'll be waiting for you to join our Praise Palace Radio family. Till you hear my voice again, till we meet again, do have a lovely day. God bless you. Bye.